Mother Rabbi say lessons from the lathe. Lessons from the lathe. Parsha Shoftim. Ben Azman for many of us, although Rosh Chodesh Elul is upon us. However, I still thought it was important to even a short message this week for those who are still listening to lessons from the lathe despite this Ben Azmanim, and specifically during this time of the year to prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah, Habein Leinu Letova. It seems that every Divrei Torah that I read over the last few days quotes the famous Maimer Chasidus, HaMelech Basada. The Ribbono Shalom comes closer to us during this time, and it's for us to come closer to Him as we'll focus on different ideas, of course, of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. So let's look into the Parsha. The Parsha, of course, speaks a lot about the job of the Shofet, Shoftim V'Shotrim Nitnu Lecha B'Shol Sharecha, of having justice in the world, and specifically in the Jewish world. The pasuk tells us, "Ki yifalem imcha davar lemishpat, bein lan ladam ladin ladin bein negel lenega." Divrei Ruvus v'sharecha. The pasuk tells us, not the full pasuk, tells us in a way of how judgment should be done, and Rashi explains what exactly is this dam ladam. What is this dan ladam din ladin? So Rashi here explains, and somewhat obviously, bein dam tamei ladam tahor. So he explains what is the dam that we're talking about here. So those that follow along understand that the Ramban speaks a bit about this as well. The Unklus over here, Mefurish, speaks that dam ladan is the dam of tuma. So it speaks about the dam tameh first, and then the dam tahor. Ben din ladin, ben din zakai ladin chayav. Person who is innocent to a person who, in fact, is guilty. So we see this explanation of Rashi. Generally, those who are doing Shnai Mikra probably gloss over this because we readily understand what he's talking about. However, the Skolnik Rebbe wants to learn on a homiletic level what exactly is going on over here. What exactly is Rashi? And he's medayik in the Lashon Rashi. Not something that we always do. In fact, I remember many, many years ago when I was in YU. So I was placed in a shir the first year of the great Chacham, Rav Ben Chaim. And the Sfaradim have a different way of learning that I wasn't very familiar with. And the first week, I will remember forever, that first week, Orla Abasar, Bod Kimasaner, the Gemara and Pesachim, all we did was Machlikas and Rashi. Why is Rashi said is that they're Medayik in the Lashon of Rashi? We generally like to Medayik in the Lashon of the Rambam, those that are briskers. So this is not something that's so popular. But the Skolnik Rebbe wants to do that, and I think it's a beautiful, beautiful idea that he shares with us. Says the Skolnik Rebbe as follows. Why does, if we're medayik in the Lashon, as I said, you see something very, very beautiful. Rashi first writes that when it comes to ladam ladam, he first speaks about somebody who's tamei to somebody who's tahor, somebody who's spiritually impure to somebody who's pure. But when it talks about the din of a person, when it talks about the judgment of a person, it says from the innocent to the guilty. Skolnik Rebbe says this was done purposeful. Purposefully, the commentary on Rashi himself, found it very important to write this. Why? Because when there's a doubt of purity, that's between us and Hashem. However, when it comes to a legal case, we always have to see all of our friends as innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. When a Dayan is presented with a case of Tumah V'Tahara, so there he has a chiyuv, unfortunately, to be machmir if he doesn't know the halacha. He can't just simply be makel. However, when it comes to a civil case, the opposite is true. The Dayan has a chiyuv to look at everyone as zakai first. So says the Skolnik Rebbe, Rashi purposely explained that when it comes to the level of being dan ladan, when it comes to dam as opposed to din, so we speak about the tumah first. So maybe we can bring this to our own level and what we would call in Yana Diyoma, and hopefully in Yana Diyoma for us. It is hard this year a little bit. Certainly next year will be even more difficult when Elul falls right in the middle of August. But we're not even completed August. Elul's upon us. Rosh Hashanah, but 30 days away. And we speak about a lot about the Rosh Tevas of Elul. Except for Iyar, it can't come to mind months, Ani Hashem Rofecha, but other months, people say that about other as well, Aleph, Dalet, and Resh, that we use the letters to equal Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, each of the first letters, of course. But it's interesting because the Kitshe Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Arizal that there are other ones. Ish L'Re'er V'Matanos Lev Yoinim, Inu L'Yodo V'Samtiloch. Those two are actually focusing on Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. The month's quintessential nature, it seems, HaMelech Basada, that idea is Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, Ben Adam L'Mako, to focus on our relationship. And it's true that when it comes to our relationship with Hashem, we realize first that we're Tameh. First, we have to realize that we have to approach Hashem in the next 30 days so that when we knock on that door in Rosh Hashanah, we are ready to greet the Rabbanu Shalom, the Melech, in the most appropriate and proper way, with a neshama tahoirihi. And it's this 30 days that we're supposed to clean that neshama. Because in Suffolk, we know that we're truly tummy. And in fact, we continue this tummy attitude, and that's why we have the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, and that's why we continue in Slichos, because we don't consider ourselves to be Zakai. But equally, and if I may comment, maybe even more important, is focusing on Bein Dan Ladan, Bein Ladin Ladin. The Din Ladin, Bein Zakai L'Chayev, is how we look at each individual. Is that Ish L'Re'eu V'Matanos? What are we doing for others? How are we treating other people? How are we judging other people? Do we first judge people as they are Zakai, or do we always machayev them? Oh, there must be something wrong with them because they're this type of person. Inu L'Yadadu V'Samtiloch, which we'll see in the parasha as well, speaking about the Ir Miklat, somebody who only has himself in his mind instead of others, and mistakenly, accidentally kills another person, maybe through careless actions of opening a boar, a pit burst, a sarabim, someone falling in, not looking around him when maybe he's doing target practice or something of that nature. That's not caring for the other individual. So our focal point during Elul, on one hand, of course, is to get closer to Hashem. But to me, that closeness comes first and foremost with our activities and our actions towards each and every other individual. And we oftentimes, during this time of the year, and certainly during Aseres Yemei Teshuva, look far reaches of friends that we may have been pogeya. And we have that whole halachic shaila, can I simply send out that Facebook post or that email asking for forgiveness, or we have to do it personally, and certainly personally is better. But we often forget the people closest to us, our own family members. Of course, the Gemara tells us that the Shechinah is Shoira only in a home where there's Shalom Bayis. That Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li is only going to be present if there is a sense of a Mizbeach in the home. A sense of understanding the home is a Mizbeach. So we should also look at our own family to this. And we should also understand in this time, what is our focal point? Who are we? And who are we to judge other people in the situations they're in? We should just work on judging ourselves and the actions that we do. There's a story told about the first assembly of the Agudas Yisrael. Rav Chanan Wassmer is very involved in it, and he went to tell the Chafetz Chaim about this. And he was telling him how beautiful it was that they were deciding how many members should they have on the first Agudas Yisrael panel. Should it be like the basin of 23, maybe 72? What should they do? And the Chavetz Chaim said, look how quickly they're forgetting about the real Sanhedrin. The real Sanhedrin had the koyach of the Rabbeinu Shalom, had the koyach of Sata Dishmaya that without a Beis HaMikdash we can't have. And even in that situation, the Chavetz Chaim was worried about the greatest gedolim, how they will judge people, what the effects will have if they come out with a certain edict. We, not being certainly on the level of the first assembly of Agudas Yisrael, have to be so, so careful with how we act and what we do. A mere day ago, I found myself, Baruch Hashem, finally, after some time traveling back to Eretz Yisrael. And it's not my normal custom to take El Al, but is what we found to be able to do, Baruch Hashem, to be able to take a direct flight. And not surprisingly, I'm sure anybody who's been on El Al flight has had this experience. So some very nice-minded people went around to ask anybody want to daven mincha. We daven mincha, we daven ma'ariv on the plane. And we went to go daven mincha. And there's a little bit of a back area, but of course it overflows to the regular section. And it was a very small, maybe literally three people out of all the people there were very upset. It wasn't time of sleeping, but still, they were upset. And I looked at my son, and I said, there's something wrong with this. And I know the great Gedolim have spoken from all the Eidot, from Rav Vosner and on, about not davening on a plane. But when you're sitting in the seat where they're davening, it's hard not to join. But I'll admit, I felt uneasy if my din ladin is like my dam ladam. Am I really just acting in a way to service Hashem? The ani l'dodi v'dodi li is servicing Hashem in a tumadic way. Dam ladam. The bottom line is, this is not the way that a minyan should look when people are upset about it. Certainly, when he daven ma'ariv and people are trying to sleep. Until they create a plane with a little base medrash on it, a private area, it's a problem. I think it's a problem. There was a person on the plane who was causing a bit of a stir. He didn't like that the seat in front of him was being moved back. He thought that that's not allowed, and he kept pushing it up, and something you can't do, certainly to the person in front of him, who was Israeli. This person was a very religious-looking person. And some words were exchanged. This Israeli knew clearly a lot of different Maimer Chazals, and he's talking about Derech Eretz Kudma LaTorah. It just looked like a very obvious Chilul Hashem. And again, you focus on this idea of we're representing the Dam Ladan. We have to always see ourselves, and we spoke in previous Shurim about this concept of a very important concept, Vayisim Nekiyim Hashem Yisrael, that nobody should look at us and say, oh, that's what they do. Oh, that makes sense. They're taking, they're doing that. Vayisim Nekiyim. If it was the Kohen Gadol, the Fnai Lufnim, who couldn't have pockets because people would accuse him of taking things out, Vayisim Nekiyim Hashem Yisrael. Maybe this Rashi focuses on, remember, you're always seen as guilty lifnei Hashem until you can prove otherwise. But when it's your friend, always look at everybody as Zakai. Doesn't matter what he looks at you at. And with that, so it is obvious that we create Nachas Ruach Derbonu Shalom, and with that, Amir Hashem, we will have a Chesi V'Chesi Matoiva for all of Klal Yisrael. And we can take these concepts of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li combined with not just the Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, and have a year that's filled with Nachas Ruach to the Rabbeinu Sholom in the end of this year and the coming year, Abba Aleinu L'Tovah.